be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios in Sparks, Nevada, and what the hell day or time it is, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, joined as always by my good friends Chewbacca, Nick Ramirez, and Dogwater Dick in the other room where we don't have to look at him. Joining us this week are Dan Ruby and Gorilla Productions.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
That was at least a nine.
Let's do it over.
That was at least a nine, man.
I think maybe awesome. You should not prepare in the future because it works really well.
Yeah, spontaneous, man. Hit the post.
Yeah. So how you doing, everybody? It's a good week. I'm back in town.
Just hours ago, right?
Yeah. Okay. Comparable to Reno time. I got up at 4:30.
Does everybody notice how much louder Rory is since the time he checks his mic? Yep.
All right.
He checks his mic like, okay, I'm going to talk.
Well, I'm all excited right now because the show started and I have coffee. I have lots of coffee. That's good for me right now.
Because
I
woke up shit out of your game. Okay.
I woke up at 4:30 in the morning. Was in Dallas, and I went and had lunch because it was like almost 11 o'clock and my flight was leaving soon. And I had a drink with lunch, but comparable to Reno time, that was 8:30 in the morning I had a drink.
Oh.
So, yeah. And then I took a nap on the plane, well, sort of, because, you know, I drank and then fell asleep. That's why you have drinks
it's
in the airport.
About a three-hour flight. That's usually a good nap between Dallas and Reno.
Oh, yeah, except that I hate DFW.
Going
in there was the whole, we get out of our gate and we're told, okay, go three terminals away for your plane. And then we get over there and it's like, no, it's in the gate right next to where you came off.
Yep.
So, you know, that was a good like 45 minutes to an hour waste there.
Yeah.
But, in case you don't know, I went to St. Louis this past weekend to drop the beautiful little rad rock star Riku off with my parents for the summer.
That's always
so
nice.
Yeah.
Summer break.
Oh, yeah. She gets to spend some time in Missouri, where I grew up with the family.
That blows them.
Hey, you're going to enjoy yourself, damn it, whether you like it or not.
Get some bonding time with the grandparents.
Yeah.
Melt in the sweltering, disgusting heat.
She got to go to the St. Louis Zoo today. Over the weekend, we went to the Botanical Gardens for the Chinese Lantern Festival.
That was beautiful pictures on Facebook.
That was anybody who happens to be in St. Louis listening to this, I don't know who you'd be, but go see the Lantern Festival. It's awesome.
Yeah, I like that dragon, man. That looked cool.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, it was made entirely out of China plates.
Was it a real dragon?
Yes. It breathed fire and ate a small child while we were there.
Riku's all, this is the best.
Actually, yes, that's exactly what she was saying. This is the best night ever.
It was a beautiful daddy-daughter moment, and you guys got the Kodak.
Who
was taking your pictures there?
My very good friend Lisa, who I went to college with. We were there with her and her husband Paul and her little boy Jack. Jack's about 6'2", and they met on their first birth – or her first birthday. Neither
of them
remember.
Oh, he's 6'2". Also. I thought you were saying he was
6'2". Already.
No.
Jesus,
that's
a
big kid. 6'2" and 3 years old. No. he's 6
he's
as well.
A little bit high.
So we met each other at the entrance and you know, we introduced the kids, and with the adults, we all started talking for a second. We looked down, and they had just grabbed hands and started walking into the place together. So, they hit it off right away, and they were very – he's very precocious, as Riku is. So,
cool.
Yeah, right. So that was a good time. I had a really good time seeing some family. I got to see my old buddy John from college on Friday, who got me loaded. That was fantastic at some karaoke bar called Double D's.
Do you sing?
No, we just sat in a corner and drank a couple of car bombs and other drinks and got really messed up. And cheers to my brother Mike for driving us home. Mike stayed sober and didn't get his third DUI, so thank you, Mike.
My hero.
How's
Mike looking?
Lost a little weight.
No shit.
Still a really big guy.
Nice.
Yeah, but he's doing good.
Rory has the larger brother, and then Rory has the super scrawny twink brother.
Yes, Mike, the larger brother, is going into nursing school, and the skinny twink brother wants to become a Fed. So I told him we had to stop all communication now.
Yeah, do not listen to our podcast.
Right.
You will be mentioned on when I go.
No, it was great to see my brothers, my sister. I went to her daughter's baptism, and the priest rambled on politicizing the pulpit, and I got into that on Facebook. I was really mad, but
I heard you had to leave.
Yeah, I did. Well, it was just a good opportunity too, so I didn't have to listen to the rest of it because it was just pissing me off.
It was a Catholic thing?
Yeah.
They do run on a little bit.
Well, and it was just they started getting into a lot of heavy political stuff, like quoting bill numbers and write your congressman. Uh-huh. And I understand discussing the moral component of society and government at large when you're in a body of the faithful or, you know, a group, a congregation who, you know, is a community together. But that's a little different than being an activist on the altar and whatnot. Do that on your own time. But you're there in a professional capacity as a conduit of the spiritual nature. It's not really the place or time to be.
Keep your politics out of the sermon.
I don't know, Rick, as the only actual preacher in the group, what do you have to think about that?
Well, were you in a church?
Yes.
So it's not like you went outside the church to tell you stuff that the Catholics believed.
No.
But just the fact that, I mean, it was a Catholic ceremony with a Catholic.
Well, it's part of what drove me away from the church in the first place, using the pulpit as a political vehicle.
And now you know that it's still screwed up the way you left it.
Yes.
isn't that nice?
On the other hand, all my whole family was like, what the fuck is this? So, you know, they all kind of agreed that it was just kind of a little conservative and over
inappropriate.
The top.
Yeah. What was the topic that what did he bring up? And we didn't fuck little boys. No.
It was about the health insurance mandate and it allowing making insurance companies offer abortion and contraceptive services. Now,
I love Catholic radio, but I swear to God, it's like 40% that they're not talking about abortion is really wonderful spiritual stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
I understand the perspective. To them, it's the same as murdering babies, which is like I would be upset if I believed that exactly too. But Jesus Christ, you have to
it's a given to Caesar thing. These services are offered. You don't have to take that option, but you do have to pay into the taxes like everybody else.
Right.
It's really a given to Caesar moment, and that's the way I feel about it.
But to them, it really isn't because, I mean, this is the thing that we got to remember is that
it's murdering
babies.
We don't have to remember this,
but to them, and that can never be okay. Right. It would be like if somebody told you the government is going to kill children up to 6 months old. And you have to pay for it, but you don't have to get it done if you don't want.
Or you
can
get out of this
country. You would totally oppose that because there's no way that could possibly be
right.
Jump
in, anybody else.
Love or leave it.
All right, I would like Diana being the only woman on the conversation.
I don't agree with that, but that's how they see it.
Yeah.
You know? Come on.
Oh, no, I'm not getting on this topic right now. Thank you. Religion
and
politics,
no. Yeah.
Now, Rory, was this a Roman Catholic?
Especially if it combined.
Oh, yeah.
It was Roman Catholic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's how I was raised. I wanted to go to seminary and be a priest.
Yeah, the last time
I wanted to be that guy, but I would have been way more hippie.
The last time I actually went into a church, they tried to recruit me to join their church. It wasn't even a real service. It was more like a recruiting session.
No, this was
– Which one was it?
This is 11:30 Mass on a Sunday.
It was actually the – I believe it was a multi-denominational church.
One of those weird fellowship places.
A
cult.
One of the fellowship places. Yeah. a cult.
But anyway, to get away from that, lighter note. I also got to, on Saturday, hang out with my best friend from the first grade and like many years after, Bert and his wife and a lovely son. And dude, it's really weird seeing a guy that you like once like just sat around like going to the penny store and Cub Scouts with reading Thrasher magazine.
Yeah,
it's like so
beer boxes on your heads.
You guys are
no, we weren't beer box buddies, but I mean, yeah, it was me, him, and this other guy, Mike, in like the first, second, and third grade. Like all the other tough boys would be playing basketball or kickball or soccer in the corner of the parking lot. Us, we were playing Star Wars and hanging out with the chicks.
Yeah. Hey, Frankenfag!
Fuck you. Fuck you, faggot.
You are such a princess.
But so, yeah. Oh, and I also got to eat Steak and Shake, my favorite chain restaurant from Missouri.
Steak and Shake.
Well, the Midwest. It's awesome. It's a diner, and I ate one of everything and couldn't finish it.
Did you have a steak
myself.
And a shake?
I had a bacon double cheeseburger and a shake and cheese fries and a cup of chili.
Okay, he's so rubbing his belly as he's talking about it.
Yeah.
So the shake so refers good. To the shake refers to milkshakes.
Yes.
Not like eat a steak and then tremble.
That's not a bad idea. They don't
or
really
killing vampires.
They don't
because
really
you steak them and then they shake.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, I thought you meant eat a steak and then you shake
and then
because
tremble,
oh,
it's so good.
Yeah.
Right? Or they put meth in it.
I thought Rick meant some gay shit like eat steak and then drink the shake.
That'll make you tremble.
Hot beef injection.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Oh,
the walls are falling down. Hold on, I'll get that babe.
And
oh,
the
no.
walls.
The one behind Diana.
Came tumbling yep. down.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
You guys talk about it.
You just sort of like bend it back.
I wrote
let's
a couple
back
things.
About
it
just
falls apart.
Steak and shake. Exactly.
I thought steak and shake was a hybrid of a steak and a chicken, and you made it into a milkshake.
That sounds pretty good.
Okay, I get it now. That took a minute, though.
I hate it when I write notes to myself and I have no idea. Cane and horses. No idea what this means.
Let's go ahead and edit this part.
Yeah.
It was kind of like when I brought my Burning Man notes back.
Yeah, exactly. I have no idea what any of this means.
What did you do Wednesday
this
afternoon,
great.
Nick?
Yeah. This is great radio.
But I did miss some great stuff in town here in Reno over the weekend. I sorely, sorely regret that I missed it. There was the annual Clamper doings.
Yeah, which I heard were pretty rough this year, but
pretty
I'm not
awesome,
allowed
yep.
to talk about it.
I see.
No, we're not allowed to talk about it. I'm just saying I missed it.
It was fun.
And I'm sorry, brothers. I was there with
three
you
guys
in
here right now across from me that I usually would see at something like that, and I didn't see them this year, so.
Sorry, brother.
Family, you know, actual know. Fam, yeah, blood family. You know, that's a legit excuse.
I had to work at my radio
right?
job.
Right, you got a new radio job. Did we talk
Yay,
about that last week?
Congratulations,
yes, we did.
I didn't get to tell you. Congratulations for having the first one of us to have a legitimate job in broadcasting.
Thank you. But I am not on the air or anything. I
you have a job
peon.
In broadcasting, though. You're in the industry.
I had a job in broadcasting when I was 13.
Toe in the door.
I work for a radio company.
Let's really edit that one out, Rick.
Yeah, you could put a beep on it. That'd be kind of funny. Anywho, mark the time right now if you're going to do that. But
then we also had the let's introduce we had the by voice we got the lovely Diana Eakins in
Hi,
here.
Hi, everybody.
And Diana.
And we also have Mike LaPrairie.
Hello, everybody.
And Dan Ruby.
Hello, everybody.
Now, Mike and Diana are the aforementioned Gorilla Productions folks.
Been on the show before.
Yes.
Diana with Hella and Squeaks with
Gorilla last year.
Yeah. Year already.
But you
Thanks
guys had
on.
A fashion show this weekend, did
yeah,
you not?
Awesome. Yeah, it was rad.
And my choice of going to the Clamper thing or hanging out with a bunch of hot models. I'm sorry, Julie.
Hey, man, you made a commitment.
Hot models. Every time.
I hang out with hot models 364 days out of the year, bro.
Yeah,
but can you see Chris Bennett wear fairy wings in a... sorry.
Nick.
And smile with the biggest smile about it.
Best 10 minutes of your life, boys.
Shit I just heard about, though. Damn it. I didn't get to go.
Yeah, the fashion show was really great. We got to thank Art Dogs and Grace, Paul Mitchell.
Dress like that.
Oh, yeah. All your models.
Everybody that helped out with the show, Pat and Lep, they were there at Jub Jub's first thing in the morning about 8 o'clock, and they built a runway for us.
Thanks, dudes.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
And Chocolate Walrus and Lulu's also provided some clothes.
Brad.
Yeah.
Very cool.
But it was really successful.
Sounds like a pretty
Everybody
awesome
had
event.
A really good time.
And you had musical entertainment afterwards or before or something?
We had music during the show. We had Enslaved the Creation, Stabby Unicorns,
like clock,
and Betty
dude.
Rocker. They were awesome.
Enslaved was like Death Clock music with a female singer.
Brad.
It was with the double leads and shit, it was badass.
Yeah, the lead singer in Slay the Creation, she's this cute little tiny thing. When you talk to her, she's got this cute little squeaky voice, but she gets up on stage and it's amazing what comes out of her. And then Stabby Unicorns is Eric Foreman. It's
and
one
Daisy
of his.
And
Daisy Nancy. On the drum.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so exciting.
They're really cool kids. And then Betty Rocker is the.
Carolyn?
Carolyn's playing, I think, bass.
Carolyn is a bass player.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The drummer's name is Rick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. I met him just the day of the show at the backyard.
Yeah.
And I thought I remember thinking I will remember your name because it's my name, but I could be wrong.
And the third member of the band, Mike.
guitar playing chick who's quiet. Damn.
Oh, everybody's got
Miss
wide
Betty Rocker,
saucer
whatever.
Eyes.
The other Betty and Betty Rocker.
Oh, we do suck, and I forgot her
I
name
know.
Too.
No, I know.
Rocker, but she's awesome. Yeah, no, she's Betty. She's Betty Rocker of Betty Rocker, yeah. I say. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's
she
what is. I remember, because I remember she's stopping the show and saying, she is Betty Rocker.
It's
this
Carolyn,
is the one
Betty,
that
and Rick.
It was definitely a good mix of bands. So it was,
who cares what her real name is? That's who she is on stage. Yeah. It
doesn't matter what her name is. She just rocks.
Yeah.
Thanks
not
for
like
rocking.
You.
And Dan is married to a rockin' chick, Leah Ruby.
Yeah.
She's a bass player and
a longtime Reno musician.
Yeah, that's Dirt correct. Miner, right?
Lodestar.
Lodestar.
Yeah.
Lodestar.
Great band.
That's
Gob.
The Gob.
Gob, yeah. Wonderful.
Oh, fucking Gob.
Triclops, Get Killed.
Haven't heard of Get Killed, but I want to.
And what about yourself, Dan? You've been in a handful of bands.
I've been
or
in a handful of bands, yeah. So Rock Machine, Crush Story, Wax Models, and A New Deal.
Forgot Rock Machine.
Wow. What's the
Rock Machine?
A New
awesome.
Deal is what it's called?
Well, the New Deal is called Electric Squares, tentatively, and mostly it's just jamming, which is new to me, and that's Mike Mechanic of a billion bands, Jamal Tarkington and Chris Gibson. And
oh, wow. Wait, Jamal and Chris?
Jamal from Kaiser Soze.
Yeah, right. So,
and Chris Gibson, Memory Motel?
That's correct.
Wow.
Fuck.
We've only had two boxes, but what we're doing this summer is working on a silent film score for a Forge event that Holland Project puts on every year, and July 28th at the Nevada Museum of Art, we're going to be doing our silent film score.
Excellent.
You're like perform your score live kind of thing?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, cheers. Very exciting. I got to write that down.
28th.
July 28th. July 28th for Forge.
At the Museum of Art?
Exactly.
Rad. Very
cool.
To see that.
Yeah, now,
that
do we know the name
cool.
of the film?
You don't see that every
it's amazing.
Day.
We do. It's Mum for now, but we have picked our film.
Okay. Keep it under wraps. This is a little tease.
Yeah, it's under wraps.
Just pick an old silent movie and.
Yeah. So the theme is science and alchemy, and so it's a neat old silent kind of fantastical science fiction movie.
Oh, rad! Ooh,
that sounds like
cool.
a fun project.
Yeah.
So, yay! We like those kind of movies. Right now.
I hear the sirens.
Nick, what did you do?
Oh shit.
Oh, another. Oh, that's what it is.
Kitty's caught in a tree. I think.
Actually, okay. Somehow, so Nick, what did you do? The cone and horses. That I just reminded me what that meant. It's not cane and horses. It's cone and horses. So evidently, at some point over this weekend, somebody took some orange safety cones and one of those horses with like the orange and white stripes on it and put it in my driveway. Who the hell did that, Felix Polanski? I'm looking at your drunk ass.
This I brought to you.
I read a post that you woke up on your lawn. This
you see him
like
trudging down
MO.
Wells with a horse over his shoulder.
Yes, yeah. Yes, I could.
Totally like, could yeah.
Does not.
Like, I could also
phase any of us.
A real one too.
Right.
That was a really good night. You got a real horse.
Make
Felix
some glue.
Likes to drink.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
You know, and on Saturday I spent most of the day hanging out with him drinking, and then he went out and still drank until like 5 o'clock in the morning.
And when
in the Wells neighborhood,
I believe he went out drinking very heavily on the Friday night as well.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, and that's the night I believe he woke up on his lawn.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, so way to go, Felix. Tough way to carry the torch for the rest of us who've had to retire most of our livers.
Yeah. And if we're telling Felix stories, I want to say, I know he
I'd just suck his dick.
Fuck you! Fuck you, Nick! God damn it! You son of a bitch.
That's pretty gross, Nick.
I'm into gingers, dude. I'm sorry. But I was going to say to dude, fucking good job. I heard you did a great job on the Liver Scars album that we're recording, and I just suck his dick.
You had to do that one too, Rick.
Right.
A little variety.
Yeah, I'll just keep doing it till it doesn't mean anything.
Oh, it'll be funny every time, man.
Well, it was hard because last week we had Justin's mom. I didn't play it once. I'm like, can't play that in front of Justin's mom.
I would have walked off the show, dude. Now Rory's here. I gotta stick it out.
You gotta take it. Yeah, last week you got to be kind of. You ran the boat.
Yeah, I got to run the boat.
Nice.
That was
Thank
an
you,
exciting
sir.
Start of the week.
It's probably the best show we ever did.
Probably one of them.
I ought to listen.
In the top, probably in the top two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now you're back to Whipping Boy.
There was that one where me and Rory both weren't here. I think that was probably the best show. Best show we ever did.
I think so,
the
too.
Elephant Rifle show.
Yeah, yeah, that was a good one. We played the entire Elephant Rifle album on wax. It was pretty cool. Like, actually,
you can't front on that shit. Come on. Off of the wax? Yeah. Or not, like, recorded it and then played it back.
It's only a three-song EP.
And that's so sad. We did record it and then played it back.
I gotcha.
But we really recorded it off the... Sure. It didn't matter because it was all going to be digital by the time it got to the
listener.
It was
still
going to
have the pop and crackle.
Anyway, yeah. So it did. We did, though.
Yeah, I still haven't listened to that episode either.
Man, we're a little
Catty Wampus. I like Elephant Rifle so much, I listened to the whole episode. It was very good.
Well, speaking of some music, should we have a quick little musical break?
Yeah, let's reset. What do you got for us, Dan Ruby?
I have no idea what's even coming up next. I don't
know. It's up to you.
So let's just play a first track then. Are we listening to a song right now?
Yeah.
Talk it up. What is it? What's it about?
So this is always like the most awkward thing when you play a song and everybody just sits around and listens to it, right?
Yeah.
It sucks so bad. But I guess we're about to do that. So
we'll all go have a cigarette.
But the listeners are stuck. They have to hear it.
Yes. That's true.
That's why they listen in fact.
So this is an album opener.
This is your favorite part.
This is an album opener. It's called She's Got the Knack. And this is an album that we recorded. Oh, God.
Which one of your million bands is
which
this?
The Wax Models. The Wax Models, which is – on permanent hiatus, but it's
Zach Damon,
but not quite dead.
Zach Damon and Jin Scafidi and me and Jason Kellner, who moved to
the Atomics.
All star
team. It's like a super group. Yeah.
It was So and this was the album opener for an album that we recorded, and then we kind of went on permanent hiatus, and then I've just messed with in the years since.
So exclusive audio material?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah, listeners.
Like, some people are downloading that shit.
Yeah,
right?
No, you can get it online.
Oh, yeah, you can get anything online.
That's cool, let's check it out. Wax Models.
She's Little Miss Mystery with a history. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
Hey, thank
what's
you.
Up?
Oh, wait, that's the wrong button.
I'm going to Rickroll
Rick
some polite applause.
That means Rory hated it.
That's they call that indie music.
No, I really enjoyed you guys. I got to see good. You guys play a bunch of times.
Was Jen on the bass?
Yeah, that's Jen on the bass. Yeah.
You were the keyboard. Were you singing too?
That's me singing, and apparently I sound like Kermit the Frog. Which
don't even bring that up.
Rory,
to Rory
does a pretty good Kermit the Frog impression.
Well, that's
oh shit, Kermit off.
Kermit and yoga. No,
should we have a little dueling Kermit? Dueling Kermit?
No, let's not. Maybe after the show.
Yeah, really. Yoda is just imagine Kermit if he was like old and smoked a lot.
No, I know. He's
like got senile and
Kermit the Frog was like a regular, like a middle aged man, but I think. Yoda was like 900 years old.
Yes. Yeah.
But he was middle-aged for his race, I think. And so if you
yes,
can do
he wasn't
Kermit,
that old.
If you can do Kermit and you can do Yoda, you can also do like every Sesame Street character,
Fozzie
which is
Bear.
Awesome with kids. Because I can do Grover.
Waka, waka, waka.
Yeah, you can do everybody. It's great.
Sexually.
It's almost like the same guy did all those voices.
Who wants to hear a funny-ass joke? I do.
Yeah, no, come to think of it, I can do quite a lot of the Sesame Street character. Oh, yeah, no.
Everybody drink.
Everybody drink. Welcome back.
So far, the show has one yeah, no,
hey,
and
bird.
One whatnot from our host.
I said whatnot?
I think you did.
Yeah, probably.
You get hung up by Don Geronimo.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like saying whatnot because it annoys Donna Mike. Yeah,
well, and they opened the door for me to hate things like that. So
totally. Thank you, guys.
They're your gateway to hate.
Yes. Yes. Thank goodness.
So, Dan.
Yes.
Not only being a fantastic rock star and a art connoisseur doing the silent film score, you are also a resident scientician in our town. Are you an actual scientist or just a scientician?
I am an actual scientist.
Ooh.
I'm an actual Rad. Scientist. I do research, and so I'm a real scientist. Yeah.
What kind cool. of research?
My day job. I probably shouldn't even say this on here. My day job is running the planetarium. So
that's so exciting.
Yeah,
no, you're a planetarium awesome. Guy.
Yeah. You do the lasers and everything.
Wow. I do. I run all that stuff.
Dan is your planetarium. I'm AV manager guy.
Well,
are you the
formerly,
director?
No, I'm the director, formerly AV
Dude,
manager.
Dude, you're the guy in the South Park cartoon.
I am that guy. Actually,
oh my God, how rad.
So I can talk about summer research in a second, but I went this summer, there's whatever, late spring technically, to Washington, D.C. to check out their A-game. Went to the Smithsonian Aerospace Museum and went to their live school show because that's what I do all day, every day is school field trips. And that guy is the guy from South Park. I mean, same exact voice. He does a live show at the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum, is the dude from South Park, and it was awesome.
Everything but
does he know?
Planetarium.
No, I think he even says Planetarium. And I was so excited
dude.
For that, and also because I'm way better than him. And I felt pretty good.
That's right.
Were you out there with a bunch of other planetarium
scientists?
People?
I was there for a NASA conference, so it was just me in the theater and a bunch of school kids.
Right on.
And you've gotten to like – you have a piece of a part of a shuttle, don't you? Or, I don't know if that you're personally
yeah, no,
or that's
no,
the
it's not mine personally. It's the planetariums.
I remember you being all excited when you got it in the mail. Yeah.
So yeah, we got a shuttle tile. We have some space food. So one of the cool things is we're in government surplus is awesome, right? But in my job, we have access to NASA's government surplus. So it's totally crazy because there's this website where you just go pick out parts from like space shuttles and past space missions. It can be like I want
first come,
a
first
bolt
solar panels off the Hubble Space Telescope. I want a spaceship. I mean, you can actually put those stuff and put in your cart and check out, and it's totally crazy.
I want a spaceship. Wow. That's awesome.
Buy nerd relics.
Yeah, but the shipping on a space shuttle is like millions of dollars. So,
gotcha. They don't do COD. Huh?
You know, I don't think you and ours got that in the budget right now.
Yeah.
Because the Catholic exciting. Church actually chops up old dead saints' bodies and gives them away.
It's the same thing.
like if you had like right. old like Buzz
it
Aldrin's
kind of
finger, for, you know.
I think that's a really good idea.
He might still be using that.
I want an astronaut relic burger. Would be awesome.
That would be.
Yeah, it would be.
Really? Yeah,
I got a little.
They
some
are the.
Hair from
they
Buzz
are some.
Aldrin.
They are some. Actually, really, the astronauts in the 50s and 60s especially were we're really some of our real superheroes in real life, you know.
Exactly.
Those guys are
physically, probably, too,
because
they're pretty much all still alive, which is crazy because they went through, like,
John
massive
Glenn
amounts
just
of radiation.
Turned 90 years old, I think, didn't
totally
he?
Crazy.
And hard training, you know, that probably helped a lot with their longevity.
John Glenn.
They were all in pretty good physical shape to even be able to be an astronaut.
Still around, yeah. Buzz Aldrin came to Reno not too long ago. Did you see him when he came?
No.
Okay. So, you also have – you're going to go into orbit, right?
No, I'm not going to go into orbit, but I'm going to fly on NASA's new aerial telescope. It's called SOFIA. It's a big telescope, bigger than the Hubble, but it's in the back of a 747, and it just flies up super high. And
super high. Almost to orbit though, right, or something?
No, it's 8 miles up, so it's still a long ways from space, but it's
still
pretty cool.
Still way higher than you get in a regular
airflight. How far is space?
Like 20 miles, 50? Give or take.
Yeah. So halfway?
So are you going to be
Well, you could walk there,
there
from where you're going.
Yeah, pretty, I could walk
Zero
there.
Gravity? Okay. Zero gravity and all that?
No, it's just it's like flying on a regular airplane. I mean, it just goes up. You know, it's a regular airplane.
We really want to make it more special than it is.
but here's the cool thing about it. So I'm part of the first batch of teachers or educators picked to fly on this thing. There was 26 of us picked from around the country. And they
congratulations.
Have a teacher's lounge.
That's a small group.
It has a big telescope and it has a teacher's lounge. That's the only two things.
Can you smoke in the teacher's lounge?
That's what I was wondering, because what I've talked about to every teacher when I was growing up, right? You walk into the rare time, you go into the teacher's lounge, it's a cloud of smoke.
Tons of coffee cups everywhere.
They got to put the bong down.
Horrible. It smelled horrible. But now teacher's lounge are not like that. There's still the bad coffee.
But none of the smoke.
And I always make the mistake of every time I go to a teacher's lounge in my job, I have the bad coffee, and everybody's like, no, don't do that, dude.
Bring your own. It builds character.
It's like a cheap 12-step meeting.
Congrats on that, man. That's amazing.
Thank you.
That's
excited.
If you're only 26 in the country, then it means you're definitely the only one in Nevada, probably.
There's two of us because we had to be teams. So it's me and a guy from Dilworth Middle School that are going.
Is he a dick?
All right.
Wow, Dilworth Middle School?
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
Most guys from Dilworth Middle School are dick. Because
I hated Dilworth so bad.
Worst
2 years of my
there?
Life.
Dilworth.
Yeah, Chewy did too, right?
No, I went to Sparks.
Oh, you went to Sparks.
Dilworth was a rival to me, and I feel like Dilworth was where the retarded kids went.
Yeah, it should be burned down.
But I'm sure it's different.
No, not retired. The only one,
just the gay ones.
Rude. Right. Back when
Did you go to Dilworth?
Yes, no, I went to Vaughn Middle School.
Oh, my mom went to Vaughn. That's a nice school.
Now, see, Chewy, I'm from Swope Middle School.
Swope. Old school middle schools we all went to.
That's like a prison.
My son.
Yeah. No, that's Swope and Pine
O'Brien,
Middle School, the PMS.
O'Brien and Pine
I am really afraid for my daughter's future in this town.
Maybe she'll get to go to one of the nice new middle schools.
Maybe.
Which one?
I don't know.
Middle school's never nice, dude. Don't matter what
right there. You know, at 5th, 6th, 7th grade, those kids are the meanest kids in of your life, dude.
7th and 8th,
like they're two.
For me, it was 6th and 7th. That was really the worst.
Unless it is a group.
Kids are effing cruel.
Where the 6th graders are coming
kids
in.
Kids that age are just
mean
cruel.
To the 6th graders. Yeah. But if the 6th graders rule the elementary school, they're usually nice. Then they go into middle school and everything is...
I went to Catholic schools. It was just K to 8 and then high school. It was just grade school and
Jesus
high
school. And all those hot girls in skirts.
Yeah.
Poor Rory.
Yeah. I learned very early what the friend zone was. I'm the guy who would listen to them talk and help with homework. They were
Catholic
not interested in doing much else with me outside of school.
Well, and if things went bad, they couldn't get an abortion.
This uncomfortable moment brought to you by Jub Jub Sears Parlor.
No, brought to you by
The Wind.
The Wind.
And Pinky Polansky.
That was a terrible callback.
Don't forget to check your speaking of Pinky Polansky and the Pinky Link. I guess this segment of the show is brought to you by our fine sponsors at Stingray Tattoo.
Stingray Tattoo.
I love Stingray Tattoo.
Gift certificates available for 18th birthdays, divorce finalizations, or prison release.
Private appointments available for private tattoos.
Tattoos hurt if you're a pussy.
Check out stingraytattoo.net.
Sweet. I was going to say, hey, show us your astronaut tattoo, Dan Ruby.
I don't have an astronaut tattoo, but I do have a blacklight tattoo on my forearm.
I thought you had
a blacklight. I don't have a blacklight in here, so no, I can't show it to you. But
I thought you had an astronaut.
I don't have a – no, that's Zach Damon.
Is it Zach? That,
I have a Lego guy. I've got stars, and I've got some constellations that I've got a blacklight tattoo that's a space tattoo, but you don't have a blacklight, so –
No, Nick doesn't stop to think until it's too late.
I'm going to have to say that was perfect timing, Rick.
Hey, Nick, what's your favorite thing about astronauts?
Fuck you. I'd just suck his dick. Well, at least those astronauts deserve it. They deserve a good blowjob. You know?
Mark that. He's just gonna get bitter and bitter and bitter.
Yeah, I'm the big gay guy on this show with my wife, the PA here. Yeah.
So when do you get to go on that? When do you get to go check out that telescope?
Yeah. So what I'm uncomfortable here because Nick is talking about how into astronauts he is, and he thought I was going into space. He talked about how he's into gingers earlier. Yeah.
I did have a kind of a boner for you to be on the
Dan
show.
Dan scooting his chair a little bit.
I was drunk
away
at the Foxy Olive, and I'm all, Dan, come here. I know you're a musician and shit, but what the fuck have you been doing?
We
have you heard our show?
We
yet,
have this casting couch.
Yeah. No, I know. That's what he told me. It was totally crazy. I didn't know you had to do that to get on the show.
Some people do.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You know the Foxy, man. That's a crazy
right,
place.
Right. Very crazy.
Anything goes.
Yeah. It's like being in Montana or something.
That should be wow. their slogan, right?
Yeah. Foxy being all in Montana.
Like a little slice of Montana.
72
no, it's a great bar. Everybody loves the Foxy. Time. And actually, some of the cheapest rail drinks in town, so go check it out.
No, I haven't been there in a long time, but I
great
should be
trivia
missing
night.
Yeah.
Me and Chewy used to slay it.
Yeah, undefeated.
Eric Foreman's first Fridays there every month.
Very
that's
good.
That's always a good time.
Stabby Unicorns, callback. What's up? So, you guys want to know what I did this week?
Okay, Nick, take it away.
Yeah, what's up?
Let me think. No, you know what I did? I rode my fucking scooter around, which was awesome. I worked at my radio job, which was awesome, and I'm happy to be there and doing that shit.
So they haven't fired you yet?
No.
Are you settling in well? Is it going
good?
I'm doing
good. I'm doing good, yeah.
Do any of them know about this show?
Well, yeah, my boss does because, you know, it was a big important thing on my resume and stuff.
No
and
shit.
They're like, yeah. And I love radio so much, I'm doing it for pretend. Looks good on a radio resume.
Yeah. This awesome DJ, Bruce Allen, he's so fucking funny. He used to be Barney's understudy. He can do it exactly like Barney.
Oh, the voice of Barney.
Yeah, he does all these crazy voices he can mimic, dude. We got to get him in here for funsies.
Okay.
One day.
All right. We like having radio
really
people
cool
on our fake radio
that guy
show.
Yeah, he's probably my favorite right now. But,
we'll contact our booking agent.
I worked the Seether show, so I got free tickets, but it was
nice.
Cool. I actually, this guy who got tickets off our station didn't need one. And he was like, you want one? I'm like, sure, whatever. I took it. But then there was this other kid sitting out there, and he was all sad. And I was like, what's the matter, dude? He's like, I ain't got a ticket. I'm all, fuck, now you do. What? Who's your daddy, motherfucker?
Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Sucks right. Anyways, kid.
Cool. Yeah, and then it's like, that music's for the kids. I understand, you know, it's no big deal. But it was a sold-out show, so it's like, yeah, I'll go hang out with Ron and my friend DJ and see what's up. And so I went to the door and was just like, yeah, I'm with the radio station. I was just here doing the remote, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, yeah, go in. It's like,
buddy.
That
kind
of fuck. Perk, you know.
That's nice.
So it was like, you know, fun, you know. It's been a good week doing that. But really one of my fucking highlights was going down to the Zephyr on Thursday. And
oh, right.
Everybody being all
a little excited.
Guess who fucking won? And I found out later, are in the fucking playoffs. The Drunken Monkeys, dude.
I don't know if we're in the playoffs or not. We still haven't found out.
I heard you were.
Okay, well then fucking bring it on.
Did you actually go to the Zephyr?
No.
Or you went to Nick's
way confused.
Did I say Zephyr?
No. You said Zephyr.
Nick doesn't stop
we did
all
on
Mike.
We won our game and we were in a tie for third place, depending on what had happened later that night. We could have made the playoffs, but we still haven't heard yet.
You did.
We did? Good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the fun on. City
Spike
League.
And Erica told me.
It's the first time ever in the playoffs.
Congratulations to the Drunken Monkeys.
We've been on this team for 6 years now, and this is the first time we've even come close to the playoffs, so I'm happy about it.
See, listen to the crowd. They love you. They Thank love you.
You. Yeah. You know, and we had probably 25 people there in our crowd again. When we get our fans there, we really play over our heads. So
slow clap.
Come support us at the playoffs.
Yep.
I think we'll be playing Thursday at 7:40.
This is a really long clip.
Dude, it was told. Do it again.
They're really excited about the playoffs.
And also, I forgot to mention that we're making a movie called Nowhere Nevada. And
yeah,
that's starting to roll.
Directed by Mr. Dave Richards.
Fucking right.
Dave Richards, friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Written by Mary Anarchy, originally based on her screenplay. We've adapted it a bit to fit nowadays, and also. To tighten it up cohesive. There were some holes in it. Like, Mary never intended the
hadn't
second.
Quite finished it.
Yeah, she didn't intend the second draft to be the movie, but she was, like, getting closer and closer.
Sure.
Know. But now we have the opportunity to make her dream come true, even though she has left this mortal coil to be elsewhere. But
little stuff like this.
She left that for
posthumous creations.
Yeah. I think it's really awesome of these guys, Dave, Brian, and Hudson Flanagan. We got to give the hats off to those guys for keeping this dream alive and doing it. And in like fucking 40 days, we're going to have it shot. So
nice.
Everybody get excited. We're going to have a fucking movie, and hopefully we'll have a lot of local bands from the 90s, the 2000s, and the 10s on the soundtrack, and make a real Northern Nevada Reno movie.
Rock.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So that's the other thing I wanted to talk about was big. That I've been just kind of holding off for the last few weeks, but...
Well, I guess, you know, you got your silent film thing, you got this movie project. I was also recently contacted by some other guys putting a movie together who want to come on the show, so...
Oh, cool.
Maybe we're having a little film renaissance happening here, too.
Yeah, let's
Let's make it happen, folks. Yeah.
That's it.
I would say appear on the show and not come on the show, Rory.
Yeah, Rory.
Well, but
it's
you
not an
know.
Appearance because you don't see them.
Some of them do come on the show.
Oh, yeah. Right, I see what you mean.
Yeah. Sexually.
Especially when Nick, what is it that you do?
Fuck what the you, Rick. You better not. I will fight you.
Who would he do that to?
What What would you do to Rick?
I'd just suck his dick.
That's gross. Nick, you're making me uncomfortable with all these comments.
I'm feeling harassed.
Man, I think it's time for another song.
Reset a little bit. Where do you want to go next?
So let's go. We went rockin', but it wasn't really rockin'. When I say rockin', I mean like Paul McCartney and Wings, which some of my favorite music. And actually, I do want to say that that I tried really hard to have kind of a Wings kind of sound, because that's
where you wanted to go.
That's where I wanted to go. And it is my favorite album of all time. It's not anybody else's favorite album, clearly. But it is my favorite album.
My mom. My mom really likes that album.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good to hear.
Yeah. Which one?
The Wax Models album is really Wingsy. And it turns out, I think part of the reason why we didn't really find a lot of success as a band is because nobody else gives a shit about Wings.
Not as much as the Beatles, that's for sure.
No, I know. And people are like, you're joking that you like Wings more than the Beatles. I'm like, no, I'm not. But people are like, yeah, you got to be joking. But I'm not. And so so when I say rocking, I mean not really rocking. But we can go...
like rocking in a rocking chair?
Yeah, that's totally it.
Literally rocking?
That's totally it. So, but we can do...
It could be worse. He could be into the All-Star Band.
Oh, that would be worse,
right?
Well, like Ringo.
But there's a couple good songs. Photograph, God, I love. you caught me. I like the Beatles' solo careers much better than
See,
the Beatles.
This is why gingers shouldn't make music.
Yeah, right. That's totally it.
Okay, sorry.
Wonders of You in Verse maybe is the next song we should hear, and that's a good one.
Is that by the Wax Models?
That's a Wax Model song.
Cool.
It's somber black without your style, but it's December, so that's probably, undoubtedly, the reason. Ba-ba, ba-ba. But if you were here, it's feasible, I'm sure, that the seasons would resemble close facsimiles of spring. And so
That was
fucking
awesome,
rad.
Man.
Hell yeah.
Well, thank you.
Dude, that's kind of a music. Kind of an almost like they might be giant-y kind of Jonathan Colton. What's that guy's name?
Jonathan Colton. Yeah, he's the guy who does kind the Portal songs.
Dude, that kind of that kind of a cool feel.
Yeah,
cool.
About songs from the video game Portal.
And when I say they might be giants, I love they might be giants, so I don't mean that in a bad way.
We are fans.
There were no
the
wings, like, but
right. Exactly.
What is that clip out thing that keeps happening?
What?
Probably not going to happen for the listeners, so never mind.
Yeah. Damn,
but
it,
we were
you're,
just
you're tripping out.
About thing.
You're crazy, man. All right, now we're.
Nick, girl, hopped up on that weed. How dare you?
How dare you,
I have
sir.
So many Nick cuts.
Yeah, you need. There's just not a whole lot of Rory or
I know, all
Chew.
I've got is
yeah.
that. You probably can't find your name on, like, coffee mugs
never,
anywhere, too.
Ever.
Right?
Like, the keychains or the embroidered hats in the 80s. No, I never could find my name on anything.
You're better off.
Made me mad. But then, as an adult, I've decided I really generally like people with weird names. They're generally cool people. The rest of you are...
I'm the opposite. I hate people with weird names more than I hate anything.
I like Bob
world.
And John about the best, and Mike. Mike's
yeah,
a good
yeah.
One.
Dave.
Yeah. Dave is an exceptional name.
Dan's middle
Dan
of the road.
Is it? Yeah. That's right in there,
that's
too.
Borderline, but I do like the name Dan, sure.
Yeah. This segment, taking the spotlight away from retarded. Dan, actually. Let's say Mike and Diana, those are beautiful names. But... I don't really care about you. I care about your show this weekend.
Big time.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it's this weekend.
I know.
Already.
We've been talking about it for like 2 months here on this show, and we've only got, 5 days left?
If
yeah.
That, yeah.
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 The Reno Block Party 2, Your City, Your Party at Wingfield Park. What time is it?
June 30th starts 10
a.m.
Ends at 9 p.m.
Yeah,
hours.
That's
a
long
day
at music and art cars and artists and art.
Which you know in real life
EDM.
Actually doesn't start at that early for us. It actually starts
is it
way
like
earlier.
Seven?
We'll be
like,
there.
This
six.
Is February.
About 6
there
in the morning.
Six? Yeah.
It's but
fun
it's already
being
started
guy.
For us. We've been working on it.
What time do I need to be there?
What are you
nine?
Doing?
10 a.m.
I thought I was going to MC the live stage.
Yeah, you're MCing then. Yeah, we need you there at like 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock.
Nine
right?
is good.
That would be
okay,
fair.
Perfect. I'll be there.
All right.
And anybody who wants to hang out with the celebrity before the show, come on down and meet me there at 9 and help
be,
us.
Be like
yeah,
a meet and greet.
And volunteer yeah. and
we
help
need
us.
Be signing
t-shirts.
Please come volunteer.
That was smooth. See how I did
yeah,
that?
No,
yeah,
no, really. Thank you, Rory. We do need volunteers. I volunteered last year. I wasn't such a big part of it as I am this year. And I was really proud to do it, like, at the end. It was really exciting to do it. And
I mean, it's grueling.
Volunteer.
A long, an
it's
all-day
a good
event
cause.
Like that is grueling. But it is
well,
a lot of
fun. If you volunteer,
fun.
You don't have to
it's
do all day,
two,
right?
No, 2 hours. 2 hour yeah. shifts. And, like, we need people in our gorilla booth, which means you have a good seat to watch the bands,
shade.
And a chair. Like, what?
And yeah. other accoutrements that the city won't let us say that you get, but...
A big bong!
We will be...
Free bong!
I think the term is fucking you quite well. So.
But, you know, we need your help. Please volunteer.
How can they do
so,
that?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
You can get a hold of us either through the Reno Block Party website. The event coordinator, or the volunteer coordinator, her name is Cheryl Rhodes.
She's on Facebook.
And she's also on Facebook. So she's doing a wonderful job at coordinating all the volunteers and building the schedules. And
I can get you her phone number, but I have to turn my phone on.
That's all right.
Oh. People can Facebook her. It's Cheryl.
Yeah, Cheryl.
Yeah, Cheryl
Cheryl. Cheryl.
Rhodes.
Correct.
Yeah, and she's so rad, she's so nice.
And really, and even if you just like get on the Facebook page for Reno Block Party and
there
say, I want to help, tell me where to go.
Yeah, you can either get on the Facebook
somebody
page
will
or
respond
our website
to you.
Yeah, you can contact
yeah.
Mike LaPrairie. You can talk.
Oh, who goes
me,
to websites
Eakins,
anymore?
Like,
we go to Facebook
pages.
Facebook.
Facebook. Facebook.
Volunteer 2 hours of your time. You're going to be there anyway.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's right.
And it's a good time had by all. Last year was a fantastic event. This year is going to be bigger and badder. There's so much stuff going on. It blows the mind.
Yeah, we
absolutely.
Have 14 bands, I think, 14 or 15, somewhere around there. It's still fluctuating.
Because I mean, we're going to have vendors and sponsors, but the live stage is where it's at.
Acoustic.
Yeah, and then we got
17 acts.
A new word that I learned was EDM, electric dance music.
Dance music, yes.
A new word for me.
11 DJs doing that.
Which means a whole bunch of robots having sex.
Fuzzy boots and fuzzy hats. Yeah.
GHB.
Or what do you call that?
Ketamine.
That thing the kids are into, that dubstep thing.
Totally. Yeah, it's a bunch of underage kids like just dancing around and like clothes they shouldn't be
and
wearing.
They all look like goth kids from like the 80s.
Well,
they really
except
do.
Except for the pink fuzz on the boots and, you know.
Well, yeah, there's a little color, but like the general just, you know, there's a different filter on a color filter on them, but they look exactly the same. I'm just saying.
It's kind of the same thing, but
damn skaters,
like
get off my lawn!
For it.
And then, like some of our live music acts this year are exceptional musicians.
Yeah.
And actually, we got some bad news about one of them. Spike and Jackson, the guys that are our first band playing.
Friends of the show and teammates of mine on the Jub Jub song. Yeah.
Let's
and
do a little shout out
people.
For Spike here and his plight.
Yeah, we had him on last year.
Actually just had Spike had his house broken into, a bunch of things stolen. On top of that, his truck.
Yeah.
But the one that really hurts is both his and Jackson's guitars were stolen.
Ugh.
So we've managed to round up some guitars for them to play on, but yeah, it's a big bummer. I mean,
yeah.
We're going to throw a fundraiser for them.
I was going to say, come out and give them $5.
Well, we're actually thinking of doing a fundraiser August 10th for them. We got to. Hopefully, they don't listen to the show because we're going to try to keep it a secret.
They don't have the internet.
Yeah, neither one of them does the internet. I don't
Not
think.
Anymore.
Yeah.
They never
That's
did.
August
money.
10th, Mike LaPerry's birthday.
Yeah, it's actually
so
my
we
birthday,
knew
so.
It would be free.
So a little teaser on that.
Yeah,
more details on that
Jackson.
Later.
Yeah.
We'll be sure to bring that up.
Very cool.
But some of our other acts are going to be really good this year. We brought in Vocab Company. They're going to be playing the kickoff party at Jub Jub's the night before.
Friday
what kind
night?
Of music's that?
Friday night. They're actually kind of hip hop. It's
kind of a hip hop thing.
It's a little bit off from what I normally
Mike
do,
sounds
but,
scared.
Yeah, I'm a little scared. Usually, new stuff is a little scary, but it's going to be fun. And then our actual after party after the event is going to be Nevada Backwards.
Yeah.
Good friends and family with Bourgeois Gypsies
and Burrowing Owls.
Oh, wow. That's a nice lineup.
So it's going to be awesome.
Some good boot stomping fun is what it's going to be.
Hell yeah. Cool. Hell yeah.
Perfect Jub Jub music.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I will try to last as long as possible.
Oh my God.
We're going to be there 6 a.m. to what? Work until 4
You know what you're
going to
need?
You know that.
You'll be decompressing.
A lot of coffee.
Coffee. I knew it was a C word. I knew it was a C word. Riku, stop it.
Coke.
Stop it.
A.
Do you want a spanking?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for all your hard work.
Yeah, no, thank you guys. Like this is I'm happy to be a part of it. It's a great event, and this year is all you know as we've talked about before. It's a big tribute to Jess who was such a big part of making it happen last year.
Absolutely,
that's right, baby. Yep.
We really miss her. That's for sure.
So definitely kicking the pants and losing her, and you know it's gotten us all in gear.
Well,
and
we will have
more like a
we
kick
will
in the
have like
face.
A tribute a memorial there at the park.
So,
right by the entrance, right by Jubs, and right by the gorilla booths.
Yep, and her parents will be there, and we're going to have a registry and all that kind of stuff.
Excellent. Come on and check that out. Yeah. Like, stop by and show a little love for your city and for one of your best
little podcast
friends.
Heroes, Jess Blaze.
If whiskey were allowed in the park, I'd recommend pouring some on the ground for her.
No hard alcohol allowed in the park.
No
like
dogs, if, no coolers.
Well, you
could
dump some
guys.
Of the beer that you buy from Jub Jub's on the ground.
Yeah, there you go.
She'll appreciate that.
And, or at least if you spill it, think about her.
That's wrong.
Because, I don't know, she spilled a drink or two in her time.
Sure.
Maybe right here.
Maybe right,
around
there.
I think the last time she's on the podcast, she spilled.
She passed, passed right the fuck out.
She stood up and spilled herself into the wall over here.
About took out three mic stands.
Lovely. Lady.
Is that true, Jessica?
Oh, is it, honey?
Absolutely.
All right, I say let's hit a song and then let's hit the quiz. What
that
do you guys
a
think?
Good plan. I like some more music. Yeah, I mean, Dan brought it all over. So
all right,
that's why you got it.
We've got On Her Majesty's Secret Service, which is a quote unquote rocker.
I go with it.
Is that for Wings?
No. Or? Are you shaking your head? It's not really a rocker.
No, I said I put air quotes around that. Okay. I even put audio air quotes.
Well, yeah,
no,
and there was even a little head shake. So that tells me, like, because if you've been nodding your head, that would mean no, it's really rock.
This
no,
is rocking so. As I get.
Well, then let's hear as rocking as you get, Dan. That
Whoa.
Was fun and rocking.
Hell yeah!
In a, I'm snapping and swinging my arms at the elbows kind of way. No, it was a good song. I
was flipping my hair around,
rocking back and forth.
Your long ponytail,
my long hair. Yeah, totally.
No, that's I liked it. I liked it, and it is pretty rocking in a gay. That's the word I was trying to think of. Gay way.
I'll totally take that, man. If
yeah, you will. Hey. Sexually.
You know, if we could have attracted a gay audience, I think we would have been successful.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I could see the gays being into that. But
you know, some of the most fun I've ever had with a gay person was actually watching adult gymnastics, or it was college gymnastics with a gay guy. And you'd be surprised at how funny it is. It is hilarious.
I lived with Rick for 8 years.
Oh, okay.
We'd watch MMA together.
Yeah, a lot
together.
Of fun.
I'm like sitting in the living room watching an MMA, and Rick just walks in going, you know, if they just took those pants off, you could never show this on TV.
Well, yeah. Boy, I was just like, wow, this is so gay. They're like, it is not. It's the manliest thing ever. If I can jack off to it, it's gay.
Well, okay, gross. So think of the funnest times you ever had in your life. There was always somebody that's gay that's there. Right?
Exactly.
I mean,
right. Probably.
That was, but the worst times of my life, somebody was gay was there too. Like, so, I don't know.
I would have to agree with that as well. That was not a pleasant. Oh, never mind. No, no I meant you.
Yeah,
I'd
I know.
Like you so much better if you was a fag.
Oh, Aunt Edie. All right.
Queers are just better.
Queers are just better. I'd be so proud if you was a fag.
That's right.
I'm gay as fuck.
Howdy, faggot.
Okay. Okay. Do we have a little gay montage?
Yeah.
I'm Dakota.
Hey, Frankenfag.
You have the gay bartender from Diamond Dolls on there?
Yeah, here. Hi, I'm Dakota, the gay bartender at Diamond Dolls.
Oh, one of my favorites.
I love you,
suck
Cody.
One dick, cocksucker for life.
How dare you?
I know.
All right, Rick.
I'd just suck his dick.
I wasn't even thinking
about
that.
I wasn't going to do it, but then...
I was asking for my music.
Oh, yeah?
As you wish, Speaking Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, sir. It's time once again for my favorite segment of the show, the worst little quiz in the world. I'm going to ask you guys a truncated series of questions because I left them at home this week, and subjectively score you afterwards, and then Nick will distract you while I add up those scores. Starting to my left, Mikey, Squeaks.
Alrighty.
Trapped on a desert island, your mother, your lover, or your brother, who do you cannibalize first?
Oh, it'd have to be probably my lover.
Your lover?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Any explanation there?
Yeah, because mom is mom. You can't do that. And a brother's a brother. So, yeah, get rid of the bitch first. Yeah.
That's pretty gay. Dan. Your lover, your brother, or your mother? Who do you cannibalize first?
I don't have a brother, so I need an imaginary brother first.
Best friend?
And
best friend that's not your wife?
He's right. A ginger. He's also friendless.
Oh, wait. He's soulless. Yeah, he can't make those connections.
No soul.
You could eat somebody's soul and live off of that, I suppose.
That's a tough
one.
God, I don't know. That's such a good one.
Your mother or your lover?
I already eat my lover, so I guess start there.
All right. Well, two lovers. Wow. Diana. Trapped on a desert island.
All right, no...
Dot, dot, dot.
No brother or lover to speak of.
Well, make it...
Has
make
to go to mom.
Your mom,
that's
okay.
That's so sad.
Wow, and you
then
you'll
be all alone.
It's fucked up.
And then I'll just be all alone.
Wilson!
Brotherless, loverless, motherless.
Poor Diana. Don't ever get trapped on a desert island. Diana, in all of history, who would you start a fist fight with?
Oh, no. Hey, Rory, I'm going to go with Mr. Rory Dowd. Let's go.
Awesome. Yeah.
I don't think anybody's ever picked Rory.
All of history.
That
is a great answer. And she would totally kick
my
ass.
It.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
That'd be fun.
Nick, I really need that pen so I can write down scores.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
Gotcha. They all have goose eggs right now. Dan, in all of history, who would you pick a fist fight with?
Oh, God. You'd want to fight somebody like Jesus or Buddha.
Ooh. Okay.
That'd be fun.
This has been
answered
by
Jesus. Because what a surprise. Like, what are they going to do?
Buddha probably just let you beat him up.
Well, so would Jesus.
Buddha actually had a small amount of martial experience.
Oh, no, not Buddha. Not
probably
Buddha.
Knows karate.
Right, you take that one back because that dude had to know.
He did when he was a prince and warlord.
You
and
want
shit.
Lao Tzu.
Martial arts.
Lao Tzu.
Right, yeah.
The court clerk.
So when he got all jobbed out, he would still kick your ass?
So Jesus?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he didn't know kung fu or nothing.
No, that's true.
He just knew Jewy bitch fighting. I meant it as a martial art form. Isn't that what they call it?
Judo.
Judo.
J-E-W-D-O.
U-G-H.
It means the way of the Jew.
You don't want to mess with that.
Judo.
Like,
no.
Krav Maga, what's the Israeli special? Yeah, the Israeli special.
Yeah, she knows that.
I studied that.
And she would totally kick my ass with it.
You don't want to fuck with Jews.
No,
right. Martial arts.
They are amazing. Yeah. There's a reason why they're chosen.
Diana used to be a kickboxer, right?
Yeah.
No, she knows Krav.
I did Krav Maga for 8 years. They're actually forced to do it.
Really?
When they turn 18, yeah,
and
they're
it's
in
mandatory military service.
They have to go into the military and they have to learn Krav Maga.
So that's not about like. Sparring, that's about like breaking
stuff.
It's
contact combat. Yeah. It's street
fighting. Oh, yeah, that is not about the graceful dance.
Yeah,
that is about hurting people as fast as possible.
Israel?
Yeah. No, I have mad respect. I was just making a funny.
I met a couple of badass Israeli painters a long time ago. They were pretty, pretty tough guys.
Anti-Semitic
street fighters.
Faggot, spick, woman.
Fuck you, gay whitey. Straight gay whitey.
Straight gay. Thank you, sir. I am what I am, and that's all I am. Mike.
Mine would probably have to be Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama.
Another first.
We might have to delete that in case the Secret Service is listening to our show. No, why would you pick a fist fight with the First Lady?
Well, we had the question going around the other day of who famous would you like to have sex with? Well, my answer's been Michelle Obama. Now, fist fight, that'd be a... I think she'd be, her and I'd be an even match.
Well, coincidentally, that is the next question. That is very much the next question.
Well,
who is the celebrity you would ruin your relationship for? Sorry, okay, you got some points there.
Once again, would be Michelle Obama.
Which one would you do first? Beat her up or have sex with her?
Ooh, beat her up first and then make up sex.
It depends on what she's into. So it may happen at the same time. You know.
Oh, boy.
Dan, name the celebrity you would ruin your relationship for.
God, I can't remember her name, but she plays Black Widow in Avengers. What's her name?
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that's a relatively common answer.
Yeah. It's all right. She's super hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, gingers should stick with their own, I said.
They'll make little gingers.
Diana, who's the celebrity you would ruin a relationship for?
I can't even think of anybody.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Again, Rory Dowd.
No, I don't qualify.
No.
Good one.
Not a celebrity.
Ding.
Are you reading my mind,
dinger.
Diana? Oh yeah, no, she wins. That's that's good enough for an answer.
So
there.
Basically you're saying the guy that played Fonzie.
Henry Winkler.
Don't mess with the Fonz, man. Yeah. What would you choose for your last meal, Diana?
I hate this because I remember our last answers from
the
Hello
Acapella.
Oh, yeah, this
isn't her first quiz.
Oh, right. Right, I
She's
forgot.
Done this
yeah,
before.
And so all I can remember is the last answers, and it's just killing me.
I understand. Well, pick something else. Hurry.
Oh, hurry.
For food.
Oh,
what do you
orange.
Love to eat?
Oh, I
an
love
orange.
Oranges.
An
I love
orange.
Them.
That's
I love
a little
them.
Bit of a fruity answer, but
oh,
it looks good
sorry,
on you,
but
Dan?
I do love them.
What you like your last meal?
So I used to work at a roller skating rink, and what I would do is fill up like a 32-ounce foam cup with nacho cheese and just sit in the back and not do my job and just eat the nacho cheese from the giant bags of chips.
Oh, awesome, God. Dude.
What kind of bowel movement did you
I
have?
I want to party with you more often.
Did the same thing come out your ass like 12 hours later?
Yeah, but who cares?
Oh, that's so rad.
The only thing that makes that story good is the roller skates, dude.
Mikey?
I don't know. I think my last meal would probably have to be oxtail soup at Louie's Bass Corner.
Ooh, that's good. Wow. Nice.
Hostiles are damn
very
good.
Nevada.
Nice local plug,
kinda
too. I appreciate
too.
That. Where, when, and what were the circumstances of losing your virginity, Mike?
It was actually in a hay shed when I was about 15 years old.
What was his name?
It was actually a girl I worked with at a youth camp.
At, she was from the Canada
bone.
Side of Niagara
well, see,
Falls.
I was a counselor also, so.
Yeah. Right, that's what I mean. Counselors, like,
they
always
get together.
Oh, yeah, I've seen meatballs. I know what's up.
Dan.
I was 16, and it was a girl named Christine Wells that I met at summer camp, and she was from Alaska, so nobody believed me.
Yeah.
That's a pretty name.
She was from Alaska.
Speaking as a gay kid,
Niagara Falls.
As a gay kid, I always said, oh, yeah, my girlfriend in Canada.
I know.
Sure, I've
right,
had sex.
Canada.
And it was totally a lie because I'm a fag. So.
Thanks, Rick. Diana.
Oh, I really have to tell?
Or make something up.
How come you don't press gay buttons for yourself, Rick?
okay.
Middle school
gay,
camping in the summer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. You have
a lot
to start
of, a lot of
what
camp
happened?
Happening here.
Middle school camping during summertime.
There's a theme with you three in the camping and sex. Yeah. Yeah, good job. That's a wonderful place to be.
Oh,
that's
where
like normal.
Were you guys?
That's like normal.
Yeah, we ought to get an answer out of that one on these three.
Oh, gosh. Now I'm kind of, you know, I left the questions at home, so.
Let me
know. Yeah. Nick, do you have a question or do you have a.
I got rapid fires
rapid
ready.
Rapid fires. All right, we're done then. Rapid fire time.
All right, here we go. Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis.
Beatles.
Elvis.
Nice.
Right, two for E, one for B. All right, bands or DJs?
Bands.
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 Yeah. Nice.
Oh, who the hell ever says DJ?
Yeah, really.
Tarantino or Scorsese? Go.
Scorsese.
Tarantino.
Scorsese.
Nice. All right. Ham or turkey?
Turkey.
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 Marilyn or Madonna?
Marilyn.
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 Jane Mansfield or Marilyn?
Jane Mansfield.
Marilyn.
Marilyn.
Anybody right. who ever picks Madonna over Marilyn How about, should shoot themselves yep. in the head.
Well, the body of work is bigger. That's Prince, the only good point.
Literally.
Prince or Michael Jackson?
Prince.
Gotta go with Prince.
Prince.
Yeah.
All right. AIDS or cancer?
Gotta be cancer.
Oh, go.
Oh, cancer.
AIDS well, or cancer?
Cancer.
AIDS is so much more treatable.
Cancer.
All right. Back to mine. Fucking... Prince or Bruce Springsteen, go.
Prince.
Prince.
Springsteen.
Nice.
Yeah, you do like wings.
All right, okay, here we go. Top or bottom?
Top.
Top.
Both.
Yeah! Danny's
I know
switch.
Who won that one. That's why he's had the coolest job ever.
Metal.
Punk.
Punk.
All right, Twinkies or donuts?
Twinkies.
Donuts.
Donuts.
All right, and my last you, question... Beatles or Star Wars?
Oh, okay, Nick.
That's not a tough one. That's Star Wars.
Beatles.
I'd go Beatles.
That's actually a pretty tough nerd question.
That's a really yeah. tough one.
Can I do one real quick? We have a scientist
oh, yeah.
here.
Yeah, Chewbacca.
You might have an advantage on this question. Who would win in a fight between a donkey and a walrus? Go.
Oh, walrus would.
Diana?
Walrus.
Mike?
I'd say the donkey, actually.
Nice. What?
Where, come up what's with the environment? More. Is it in water or on land?
Yeah. It's on a beach.
Josh,
in the moonlight.
Come up with more of those. Yeah, I like where your mind is at. Right
I mean,
now.
Are we talking a cliff face?
Let's do another fight
or?
One. What's
no, it's,
the
a,
one
it's a beach
the...
in Pacific.
All right, all right. A flock of seagulls or an octopus? Who wins? Go.
Octopus.
Octopus.
Yeah. I guess an octopus.
No, I'm going to have to say a flock of seagulls because that's like four dudes.
So we played this game a bunch at the Alibi, right? I mean, who hasn't played that game for hours at the Alibi? But the best one that anybody's ever come up with is Michael Jackson versus Radio Shack.
Fight? Who'd win that fight?
Yeah.
Probably Radio Shack. Radio Shack's pretty bad.
A lot of
I think
employees.
Michael Jackson has more money than Radio Shack.
A lot of employees in Radio Shack. Yeah, right. As he is today. I think as he is today, he has more money than when he was alive.
Radio Shack's got a lot of money.
All right, so I've tallied the scores, and it wasn't even a contest. Mikey with 150, Dan with 155, Diana with the big 250 points this week.
Yeah.
Mostly because she said she'd pick me to fight in all of history, and I like it when pretty girls beat me up. But that's...
She also looked disgusted when
the somebody
suggested
that music was supposed to be happening.
Would choose you to sleep with.
Yeah. So
she said
no
to that.
That's
why she got more points if I was scoring. But alas, I am not this week. But I did last week.
You and your arcane maths.
Should have heard the way you scored it last week, Rory. It was weird math. You might have to rescore.
All right. Maybe I do have to listen to that.
It was like 25 maybe. To 10 or something like that.
No.
Well, like, damn, they suck. No.
It was in the ones and twosies, but they all... They all
were satisfied.
Good. Yeah, go listen to last week's episode because it's not as good as this one, but it's pretty good.
I don't know, man.
Wow, I think we should do a song and then come back and talk about next weekend.
God, we need to get out of here.
Or do you want to just talk about next weekend?
No, let's do it. Let's do it the way you said.
All right, another song. Dan, surprise me.
Yeah, Rick, what do we have left?
Self-Preservation Society and Saturday Matinee.
Let's do Saturday Matinee.
Nice.
I like
all
the
by the wax
that.
Models?
Yeah, all wax models.
Oh, right on.
I spend my rainy days cooped up inside movie theaters and right beside me is you in my imagination. If you waste your time a lot like me in a different space entirely. Yeah, I think that we should get together, teamwork and combine our efforts, etc. I think it would be keen if you and I were seen together as our better halves. And I thought that it was nice that you invited me tonight.
fake, but at least our fate was sealed with a scholastic kiss and tell, which we sweetly took our time and date with, primarily to play it safe. If
dude,
hell yeah.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was Saturday morning. That was it, like, when I'm not like hungover.
It had some outer space in it. You could hear the outer space that is inside.
You really,
Dan Ruby
really do want him to be an astronaut, don't you?
Music.
Hey, Rory, when was the last Saturday morning you weren't hungover?
Like 3 weeks ago.
About 3 weeks ago, okay.
Yeah. Not this past one for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, me and John car bombs. That was good times. So coming up this week, folks, on Thursday night, shortly right after you get this, hopefully, Rick, help me, Stubborn Works, Mallory's Gallery Art Show down at, Reno Artworks.
On Dickerson.
Stubborn Works featuring It's a Black Thing, 1995 Dickerson, 8 p.m. Thursday, June 28th.
Love
please
you,
go check it out. From what I hear, it's
closing?
A great show. Yeah, it's the big
closing party.
Yeah,
now.
So it's the last night. You can go to the gallery and see it.
One
you
of
know,
the greatest visual
anytime
artists
this week,
in Reno
but
right now.
That'll be the last time you can see it. It'll be the big soiree with drinks and everything for sale. And so come down, support
down,
a starving artist.
Well, they've got drinks for sale, do they?
I don't know. I'm just guessing. It's a show, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that the kind of thing that wine
it's a thing
cheese?
You want to go take your lover to.
Yeah.
Take your lover and go look at art and get culture.
Oh, yeah. And Mallory specifically asks that everybody dress snazzy.
Yes.
Well,
snazzy as
well. Go ahead and not go then.
You don't have to dress
come as you
up
are.
Be snazzy.
So you have to dress snazzy or you can't go there?
Tuck your shirt in.
Come as you are, but
that's
if you want to dress
tuck
snazzy
your t-shirt
because like, you're that way, then all do
right.
It.
All right.
Mallory,
dress snazzy for you.
Exactly.
So wear like your black tie baseball hat.
The tuxedo t-shirt. That's fine.
I don't have that t-shirt.
Tuck your t-shirt in though, really, man.
I will.
More often.
Okay.
Let's see. Also, and then Saturday. Well, anything Friday? Anyone?
That is the night before the block party.
Oh,
so.
Yes, that's the pre-party.
Vocab Company is going to be playing at Jub Jub's.
Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor,
mm-hmm.
71
Rock and roll time.
South Wells.
I think doors are going to open. They're going to do a early entry at 7, and then tickets go full price at 9, or at 8 o'clock, or 8 or 9, one or the
other. Yeah, so come early.
So it's like $12 if you get there
out,
at 7. It's going to be
drunk
on. 15 at the door.
Can I get a press pass?
I don't know.
We all got press passes, dude.
We got this casting couch.
Oh, yeah.
The show sponsors, Jub Jub sponsors the show.
Yeah.
We're good.
I know.
Yeah.
I was just
and we always chip.
I was just
anyway.
Trying to squeeze in one
we
more gay joke.
Well, you know, I know.
Oh, I just suck his dick.
Guy, so.
I play fucking first base for that bar, so they better fucking let me in.
That's right.
And then
going to the playoffs.
Saturday, we got the block party at Wingfield Park.
Do you get up early? Get
we'll
some
sell you the whole seat, but you'll just
there.
Need the edge.
Actually, you don't even need to eat breakfast. We're going to have plenty of food down there.
For breakfast?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure some of our vendors will be able to do breakfast.
Cool.
Nice. Right.
Just
nice.
Show up.
And cool. I bet food trucks will be circling the area nervously like flies.
Swarming.
Actually, we got some brick and mortar mom and pop businesses.
Oh, really?
Food. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I had
food
no idea.
Trucks are
oh,
be
so
you're
going
to
build
there's
places
some
to
kind
eat
of
right
convention
there.
Convention yeah. for food trucks these days. So
huh. Oh, wow.
Be there. Yeah, we didn't get a lot of food trucks.
Oh, so interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
We actually
different.
Have like restaurants.
Come down and enjoy like, the different.
Mm-hmm.
and then Sunday is recovery day. There's probably stuff. There is the open mic at Strega, hosted by Matt Wage.
Yep. It's and been going off really good. It's been building a lot of steam over there.
Yeah.
A
yeah.
lot of character in that open mic, if you can make it out on
I like
Sunday
steam.
Night.
Well, yeah. And then, it's of course, as always, steam. The Monday night open mic at the Jub's Thirst Parlor, that I will usually be at.
Oh, yeah.
We also have Nevada Backwards after the block
oh,
party.
Oh, right. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about the after parties.
And Bourgeois Gypsies, so, yeah.
And with something at
and
the knit.
And Knitting Factory.
Yeah, the knits got...
A guy named Alvin Risk. I guess he's a. I personally don't listen to his music. He's got a cool flyer. And
but well, hey, I've gone to shows for less. I've gone to shows for a cool flyer.
But it is a DJ, and I believe the tickets of both locations are going to be
$10 or $12 at the door.
$15
at the door.
$15, I think. But VIP tickets are $20, and
that
gets
you
tickets to both.
Two hits of acid.
Yes.
Yeah. Just say
directions to the farmhouse. Will
you
get further directions?
The guy with the cat in the hat.
Yep. And it also will include a sponsorship bracelet for a Reno Block Party. They're these Livestrong looking blue ones.
Nice. Yep. That's what it was.
One.
I see. Mm-hmm.
I got this at the fashion show.
Nice.
Saturday
cool.
is my birthday, so if you see me at the Block Party, go ahead and
fucking
happy
give
birthday,
me dude.
Punch
him
in the
stomach.
Whatever.
Oh, happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Happy
on
birthday,
Saturday.
Big Daddy. I'll just suck his dick.
Well,
for your birthday.
Make that happen.
How
we're
old
be,
are you going to be? How
I'm
going to
be...
Oh, he's uncomfortable with
it. I wish I was 40, but I'm not. I'm 38.
Hey, welcome to the club, my friend. Congratulations.
We're all getting older at the same rate.
It's funny how
yeah,
that
not all
works.
Of every us. Every year we all have a birthday.
And now you're even older. And now yeah. you're even older. And now you have
every
a child.
Every year I'm like, can I please be 40? Can I
wow.
please be 40? And I'm just not. But
yeah,
I,
speaking of children,
but I drink
how's
a 40.
Marcel, Dan Ruby?
Awesome.
Yes. He's a nine-ish?
No, six.
Okay.
About
wow.
ready
I thought
to go
he was
to
a
kindergarten
older
or first grade?
Second grade, dude.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
I'm way behind.
Nice.
Yeah.
Damn,
nice. Because me and Dan used to be neighbors at the artist's
yeah,
house.
So we,
right.
Yeah, so we didn't live together, but
we had
lived
Thanksgiving
in the same
together.
On the same roof. Yeah, no, yeah.
That
when
was
we
cool.
had yeah, Thanksgiving.
Very
that
cool.
Was
so, yeah, yeah, here's to kids and getting older. And oh,
yep.
fuck it. Let's get drunk.
here's to Reno.
We also been talking about Warsaw Poland Brothers. Gorilla Productions is bringing
July
the town
11th.
Here.
It's a Wednesday, I know, but Actors Killed Lincoln are opening, and
nice.
They're amazing.
They're fucking rad.
Yeah.
They're so awesome.
And Warsaw's coming into town. They're going on tour.
One of the best bands to ever come through this town from,
oh, yeah.
from the region.
This is going
to
be an awesome show. Doors are at 7, starts at 8. It is a Wednesday, so we're getting things started early.
We're
going to
come down and film a video of it, so if you want to be on video... For
yeah.
Actors Kill Lincoln with Warsaw. Come
yeah, they
down.
Haven't been in Reno since last year, right?
Yeah,
like,
last year we
last
had them and they
year.
Played with Kaiser Soze.
I mm-hmm. am so happy my daughter's in St. Louis for the next month.
Yeah, daddy gets a little time off, man.
There's
he
a
just,
lot of cool stuff happening.
Divorced,
I get to have a summer here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And things
so,
worked out pretty good for you, Rory.
What were the dates, Dan?
So far, so
you,
good.
The show at the... The Museum of Art you were talking
yeah,
about
so
was that
Forage,
the 20th?
Oh yes,
it
was time to get to Dan.
Is a really fun like bike tour art event that starts at the Holland Project on July 28th, and it tours around the Holland Project, Discovery Museum, some other sites that I can't remember right now. But it hits a bunch of locations and ends up at the Nevada Museum of Art for a silent film screening with a score by yours truly and. Mike Mechanic and a host of other people.
Do you got a name
the
for the band?
No, we're just doing a silent. No. We don't have a name.
Sexy, muscular black guys.
That's
a great name.
Yeah. Perfect.
Now,
SMBG.
Is it weird to go to the Discovery Museum without a kid?
No, and so what's
yeah, are you gonna get no, so
dude? It's so much fun.
You're a perv.
I've only ever been with a kid. And so I couldn't.
It's
tell
weird
you,
if you climb up. It's weird if you climb up the thing without a kid.
There's okay, two yeah. things going on there during Forge. It'll be awesome. One is a band is playing up in the cloud structure. They're climbing up, like crawling through the cloud structure and playing in the cloud structure the entire
cool.
time. And I can't remember what the name of the band is, but they're awesome and sciencey, and then and very loud.
Nice. Sciencey.
And then they're going to have a confetti volcano as well.
Ooh. Yeah. Rad. Dude, that's
confetti
a good band
volcano.
Name right there.
Right.
Volcano, yeah.
Right. Hi, we're Confetti Volcano. That's fucking
rad. So I guess
I got
to find a couple rental kids for the day to.
Yeah, totally.
Go.
Yeah, when you go there with a kid and you see some guy without a kid, do you think kid toucher? Or do you think, wow, he's
no,
having
no,
a good
honestly,
time?
No, honestly, because when you go in there, it's a whole bunch of adults standing around the edges of the room where all the kids just run around rampant.
Oh, so you'd never know that you didn't have a kid.
You would never know.
Yeah, yeah.
Thou okay. shalt not
just look like you're just kind of waiting while, you know, read your...
Oh, so it might be a good place to go pick up on MILFs.
Read your Facebook.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
It is. Soccer MILFs.
Actually, yeah. Yes, it is.
And MILFs.
Thou shalt not think that any person over 30 who plays with a child is a pedophile. Some people are just nice.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you very much, Mr.
Maybe,
Rivera.
Mike, you could dress up like a kid and go...
I might be able to pull it
yeah.
off.
You
okay,
might, yeah,
that would set off a lot of red flags. You're painting
Mike pulling it off.
Yep.
I'm just imagining
right,
Mike like,
of words,
painting freckles onto his cheeks, like 3-4 little brown dots.
Don't rough up the suspect.
Gross. Running off the rails again. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, I think I don't know. Does anybody have anything else? I think we've pretty
any
much
last thoughts
anything.
This week before we head no. to the Reno block party for the fucking
I love
badass
Reno
Palooza.
I am so happy to
cheers.
Be back
cheers. I'll
in
drink
town.
To that.
I'll drink to the Jub Jub softball team making the playoffs.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's a long time coming. We deserve it.
And Nowhere Nevada is getting made. Mary Anarchy script. Cheers to that, right? Thank you.
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
Could I get an abso-fucking-lutely? Come on.
Aw, can you get an abso-fucking-lutely? What would Jen
do? Abso-fucking-lutely.
There you go. Jen and Jess.
Thanks for not. Yeah. Thanks for not deleting Jenica. That one, right?
No, that's in the show forever.
Okay, abso-fucking-lutely.
All right, I'm putting a stop to this right now.
Okay.
As always, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. For Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, and Dogwater Dick, this has been another great episode of the Worst Little Podcast in the World. Good night, ladies.
That was bad.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Dirty thoughts about dirty men bring on dirty dreams, and you're a dirty girl.
Dogwater Studios.
Do I have to come in there and smack you?